If there was only way to test this, check this, listen to the 40 for your next shit. Flexes, FF is what they obsess with. Checklist complete, I guess you can't best us. Rest of the fantasy community, go ahead and book the L when they lose to me. It's nothing new to me, I'm just the dude you see. Biggest difference is I listen regularly.
Welcome to the Fantasy 40 Podcast. We are back. Myself, Andrew Burke, John DeBarry, and Matt Walker. Redraft, still killing it, still going after it, attacking it as hard as we can. This is probably the most prime time of the year to get your drafts. I know I got like two next week right before the season kicks off. There's late news that happens, you know, guys like Leonard Fournette get cut. You know, there's news all over. Let's just start there, Waka. I know you want to bash on John a little bit. Why don't you let it out?
It's not so much bash on John. I just want to make sure he's okay and get his true feelings. For a guy that he was unreasonably high on for about the balance of his career, and now that the house of cards has come crashing down on old Lenny, you know, where are you, John, mentally, and then ultimately, where do you think Leonard Fournette lands?
The we were just talking before we started recording. Landing spot is quite the conundrum. I don't know. I think you see this with a lot of guys every year. The market's gonna kind of dictate where he can even go. If he's smart, his two options are take the first contract that comes his way and try to outperform, or sit at home and twiddle your thumbs and stay in shape and wait for somebody to blow their knee out and then get a shot to get a job as the guy. So where he's going to go, total shrug. But how am I doing emotionally? It's a sad day in the DeBarry house. The flip side is he had that monster year last year in my main home league. I ended up winning a ship with him. Took him, I think, first overall in that 2017 draft. So I got one championship out of him. What else can you hope for out of a guy? So
you could have hoped for multiples out of CMC out of that same draft. But, John, why didn't you take every trade I offered you for Leonard Fournette in the off the rails dynasty? Because now I'm fucking stuck with him, and I don't want the guy. I didn't want him a year ago, but I couldn't get anyone to take him from me.
Well, I got a lot of them. I need to keep my lineups diversified.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is I want to chip with him as well. You know, the maiden voyage of the off the rails dynasty league. So now I have to hold. So alas, that's where we're at.
I wouldn't get too discouraged, but I've traded with both you, and I would say that Walk is always trying to get top dollar on the trades. You know, he doesn't let shit slide. But John's irked a few picks out of me too when I didn't want to. But both of you are you're little hard to trade with. But there's many other guys that are harder than you guys. So
I want to say, like, some of your trades are unconventional. You baffle my mind, but you've been pretty successful at some of the leagues that I play against you. So I can't begrudge you, but you know, you hear all these people that say trade should be fair and balanced and it should benefit both teams. Yeah, fuck that. You gotta try to win. That's what are you trying to tie in every dynasty league you're in? No, you're trying to win. I want to win every trade, just like I want to win every week, and I want to win every league. I hate the people that say let's make it benefit both. No, how does that help me? And I'm benefiting the other team as well. I get it. Everyone wants to play nice, but no, we're competing against each other in a fake football game. I want to destroy you at every trade I make, and then I want to tell you about it afterwards. And if you don't want to trade me after that, so be it.
Exactly. That's about right. You know, I try to play nice so everyone continues to trade me, because there's always a plan in the long run. Anyways, we're getting off the rails. This is about to be a trade episode. Today we are doing a mock draft for a redraft. We did a randomizer on Fantasy Pros, and we are picking from the 8-hole. We're going to do this as a team. Sometimes it doesn't work out the greatest. Usually it's me and John beating on Walk, or me and Walk saying hell no to John. I kind of go with the flow in these, but maybe today I'll stand my ground. But John's going to be running this on the simulator, so let's go ahead and get this show rolling, unless you guys got anything else.
No, I feel like you and John share similar sensibilities with trading. It's usually me over on the island screaming like, no, we're drafting Jerick McKinnon. If you don't do it, we're taking our next round, and then he's gone. And then he blows his knee out twice, and then you guys tell me told you so. But still burning a candle for old Jerick and all those defunct dynasty podcast leagues we were in. But no, excited to see how this works. Half PPR if you didn't say it. We're not drafting a kicker or a defense, because you can figure that out on your own. We just want to see where we land with a – a redraft roster with only, you know, kind of standard redraft and only one flex spot.
I'm taking Justin Tucker in the eighth spot. Let's do it.
Dude's a winner.
Yep. All right, John.
I'm going to kick this off. Somehow I have been given the reins of the tech part of this, which is a epic disaster. So let's see what happens. I have begun our draft. And the computer will be taking picks 1 through 7.
And John, then I'm not going to say this wasn't part of the plan because I easily could have just shared my screen and done it, but it will be far more enjoyable watching you try to navigate these waters.
Yes.
The guys are taking some time to pick here in front of us. We'll figure it out.
I take a tour. It wants me
to. Do not take a tour. Let's get rolling.
I'm trying.
You can tell
while I'm waiting for this
before the
show. While I'm waiting for this to load, a quick thing with the Fournette news. So, who do you now like in that backfield?
You have to click the button, John.
Nobody.
Believe me, I am. I mean, Ozigbo seems to. Armstead seemed to be kind of the guy, but I heard he missed a few practices.
Yeah, no, that ain't the guy. That ain't the guy.
I like Ozigbo. He's right up there with Dari Ogunbowale for me. Yeah, so I just like these nondescript backs that, you know, just kind of hang around, like good at a lot of things, great at nothing. But he's got the frame for it. He's a bigger back, but I'm hearing a lot of James Robinson.
I was just gonna say a guy we liked that's lurking.
Don't you think Chenault's going to get some work? I'm not saying a full three down running back, but I bet you he gets about 5 to 7 carries a game if he has a good training camp, you know, continues to do what he's doing.
Listen, he's going to start out of the slot and he will get handoffs. Chenault is lining up to touch the ball 10 to 12 times a game straight out of the gate, and I couldn't be happier about it. The unfortunate stuff is none of those running backs are going to be worth a shit beyond this year. Anyone, whether it's a draft pick or someone else next year with that free agent class, is going to come in and just eat their lunch. So all those guys are stopgaps. But
yeah,
Kareem Hunt, we're on the clock.
Okay, let's see. Who went before?
Trevor Lawrence and Kareem Hunt. How about that for Jacksonville next year?
Right.
It doesn't help their defense any, because that's really where they're breaking that chassis apart.
We are on the clock now.
All right. So
picks 1 through 7 went as chalky as you imagine. Top backs are gone, Michael Thomas. So our top ADP guy is Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
And the usual stash of wide receivers at the top there. And Walker's guy, Joe Mixon. Look, if you're swinging for the fences, I like Helaire. He's got pretty safe floor and sky-high upside in that offense.
Yeah, but okay, so I guess I'll just play middle of the field here.
We have 30 seconds.
We've already talked to Helaire. In previous episodes, I'm just not on board, especially with my first pick in a redraft. I mean, it's a risk with high reward upside, but I'm not doing it. So what do you guys want to do, running back or receiver? If we do running back, I'm all for Mixon. But
I know what Walker wants to do.
What do you think?
You want to go Miles Sanders. You want to jump down the list a bit.
I believe we'll get Miles Sanders coming back.
He's already hurt. He's
back practicing. Shut up.
Whatever.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I like the half PPR kind of diminished him a little bit, but Andy Reid returns.
10 seconds.
Running backs. I'm Edwards-Helaire, so me and you outweigh Burke.
Edwards-Helaire. Done.
Putting it on the board. Mixon will outscore Helaire this year. Oh.
Consider me giddy then, if that's the case. His migraine holdout's a little bit concerning. There's really no one else there that's taking any touches away from him. So I wouldn't be shocked, especially in this half PPR, because a lot of Helaire's value is going to come as a pass catcher. But I'm going to trust the Andy Reid offense. Kenyon Drake went after Helaire, so Mixon wasn't even the next running back taken. Mixon might make it back to us in round
2. Oh my God, if he does.
If he does, you know where I'm at. I'll just stay over here. Ah, 111 Mixon.
111.
That's just value.
I just think the Bengals are gonna suck.
Chubb went after Mixon.
Oh, break my heart, Miles.
Chubb, Miles Sanders, Tyreek Hill. This is the group that he was
taken out from under me. Julio would have been my suggestion because you know he's guaranteed all the work, and this is redraft, so I don't care
about Julio. And Aaron Jones.
So, just in who we're looking at right here in a scroll down, I think you need to go running back again. I've even just in one redraft, it dries up quick. I'm throwing down that list. In a half PPR, I'm not doubling down with pass catching back, so I'm not going Eckler. It would be Jacobs would be my call. There's so many receivers listed there, and then there's a chasm. So I would say we lock up running back and take Josh Jacobs, who again is the top rated ECR.
I would go down the list with the aforementioned Eckler. That would be my next pick.
Oh, so I get to be the tiebreaker. I like Eckler more than Jacobs. However, the Chargers are a dumpster fire. They are just stacked up with injuries, which could benefit him, but then also could hurt him if their offensive line is shit and they got a lot of problems. Because Walker said we team up against him, I will reluctantly give him Josh Jacobs just to be a good podcast pal.
Well, I'm gonna head out.
The irony is we both picked against Burke thus far, but listen, Jacobs doesn't get the respect he deserves for how good he was last year playing with a bum shoulder. If he gets even half the catches they're projecting him for, they have a sneaky good O-line too.
Oh, they're not. Every news out of Las Vegas is Edwards and Ruggs. Edwards and Ruggs. Gruden is just salivating, going to feed these little dudes the ball. And, you know, the young and up-and-comers, doesn't matter if it's Mariota or Carr, they're going to be trying to stretch the field.
Oh, I don't dispute that, but that should open up the field for Jacobs. Look who he had as his wide receivers last year. Tyrell Williams and Hunter Renfrow were the primary wide receivers last year after they lost Antonio Brown to insanity. So he had stacked boxes all year long and still was super productive as a rookie.
Speaking of Mr. Renfrow, while we're waiting for the other guys to pick, is I seen this little video of Ruggs like, damn, Hunter be getting out of his breaks. I got to learn something, you know. So
I like Renfrow. I mean, we've talked about him a couple times, but Renfro's going so late, especially in PPR leagues. You know, is he a league winner? No, but is
he's a Beasley. He's like one of those.
Yeah, yep.
Exactly. He is the unsexiest player in the NFL. Far none. It's like you better have a five wide receiver league if you're trying to shoehorn Hunter Renfrow.
Is that you can't
do better than that? Your team's you're rebuilding.
Was Renfrow the guy that when John was giving the old Burger King hands analogy when the guy had tidy hands or
baby hands Renfrow? Yeah, I mean it's impressive he catches the ball as well as he does.
All right,
baby hands.
Baby hands better than Flappy Foot. So
dude, look at who we'd be looking at right now at running back: Chris Carson. No, thank you. Melvin Gordon, no, thank you. Jonathan Taylor, I like, but you got to wait for him. David Johnson, no fucking thank you.
Hey, you hear the new scary news that Jonathan Taylor has two left hands?
What? We're one pick away from landing, in my opinion, DJ Moore as our wide receiver one.
I'd rather have take Juju back with Ben.
I don't like it. Either one. Are we up? Is it
we are. We are on the clock.
All right. We all have different opinions here.
Where are you at?
I don't like Juju. I like more in Dynasty, but this is redraft. Thielen might be safe here. Chris Carson, who I has his concerns, but again, running back really falls off a cliff. I mean, he's going to start, and they do like him and use him. And despite his, you know, injury tag, people label him being injured guy. He does get hurt, but he still plays. So
isn't
miss a ton of games. I agree with you on the other running backs, unless you think.
All right, here's my reason for Juju. 10 seconds. The emergence of Washington and the other dude, Deontay Johnson, is going to ease up a little bit on Juju, which I don't think he needs that much more room. And I think he has a bounce back season if Ben stays healthy. I mean, I know that's a risk, but Ben's looking good from what I hear.
Listen, I'm clearly DJ Moore over Juju, but I would not be heartbroken with Juju. I do not want Adam Thielen here. I mean, you injured Brian, like the dude.
Me neither.
He might play, but playing injured might as well not play. And it's a half PPR. Adam Thielen does not carry the upside of Juju or DJ Moore. And I would much rather have DJ Moore, much rather. And I love Juju. I just think he's going to be the Michael Thomas in this offense, and Bridgewater is going to fucking pepper him.
So it's between the two of you, 16 seconds, Juju or DJ Moore?
You're the vote, like Judge Tabari.
I don't like either. So you guys, 10 seconds.
All right, Walk.
Listen, I see number 4 strength of schedule, a big green positive staring at me with DJ Moore and their defense.
All right, DJ Moore, defense
stinks too. This is,
I'm 0 for 3. I'm 0 for 3.
I'm a Miles Sanders away from this being a stop. Were you Walker drafter?
Walker's just bullying us.
I actually put together a very Walker team the other day. You weren't even there. It was by myself.
Never Robert Woods. That's my saying.
Oh, I love Robert Woods, but not as a wide receiver, too. We can get him as a three. Juju, the next pick. Great pick. Then Adam Thielen. So receivers.
It's going chalky, right?
Flying off the board in the third round, as they are wont to do. I see a name climbing the list on this left-hand side that I don't know that we're going to be able to fight John and off of.
I know what you're saying.
I don't even have to look.
I know what's happening here.
John might just pick him. All right, we are on the clock again on the quick turn.
I know who you're looking at. You're looking at DK Metcalf.
No, I'm talking about who you are just going to pick.
Who?
Better not be Tyler Lockett.
Whose name is on the board?
I mean, David Johnson, of course.
McLaurin?
I like a lot of these guys.
Terry McLaurin.
No, I don't need to. Washington's garbage. I don't know what's going on there.
He's
going to
get 150
times. I don't like any of these guys right here.
I like DJ Chark even more so now. I mean, that team is going to be so terrible. And
I know.
Boat raced. He's going to get.
Burke's a DJ Chark guy.
I like Chark, so I'm good with that.
All three of us, we all agree on this one.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know.
Two DJs. That's an easy one.
All right. So right now through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 rounds. Who we got? We got
Edwards-Helaire, Josh Jacobs, DJ Moore, DJ Chark.
Nice. Besides Helaire.
Such a Walker team. Here. Ooh. If we would have taken Sanders over Edwards-Helaire, I would sign my name on this right now and walk
away. So real quick, so before we come back up here. So we're entering the fifth round and doing one of DLF's dynasty mocks. I came up in the fifth and I screenshotted this. These dynasty drafts, especially with Fournette falling down now, boy, it gets across the board, it gets ugly. Here's who I had to pick from in a dino today: Raheem Mostert, Lev Bell, Deshaun Watson, 1QB, Mark Ingram, Fournette, Singletary, David Johnson, Dak Prescott, James Conner, Kareem Hunt, Thielen, Woods, Parker, A.J. Green, Ertz, James White, Jarvis Landry. Boy, this is a four-round draft, and then you are firing darts already in the fifth. Like, I feel like in years past, it didn't get like this till the seventh. I equally like and dislike everybody in the fifth round, and we are now up.
It's tough, and Devin Singletary just went, who I have a story for later, because I just traded away Devin Singletary happily. But you rattled off so many names, you lost me. There's a bunch of guys that single QB, I'm not taking Dak, and I know his name was on your list as well. I think we pivot back to running back here.
I concur.
To get some depth. There's a guy who's the clear front runner for me on the list, but I will hear from you two gentlemen first, as I've been clearly very influential.
I agree with you going back to running back here. I love me some Kareem Hunt, especially in Dynasty, because I think he gets a good spot next year. However, I don't see anything standing in – that's what I'm saying. So I don't see anything getting in Cam Akers' way this year.
I do. Did you not watch Hard Knocks?
He just got lit up
and fumbled the ball.
Never seen it.
Told you going to fumble. Already got fumbles in camp.
So who do you guys like here? I'm going with a
potential QB1 than Dak. I mean, he's got nothing but weapons all around him. And then you're going to miss out, and then
where are we going to be at?
With Kirk Cousins at the end, you know, or somebody like that. Unless we get Phillip Rivers, I'll be fine with that. But seriously.
Take a quarterback before round 8. 20 seconds. Yeah.
And I'm with John. It's 1QB league. Dak's there, so is every other quarterback, not names, Mahomes or Jackson. So we're not taking a quarterback here. I am with Cam Akers as well. I don't care that the best defender in the NFL, Aaron Donald, made him fumble once in camp. That has no bearing on me.
It does because John Kelly gets all the work in that show. So that's what's going on.
If it weren't for Joe Burrow, Cam Akers would be probably my front runner for rookie of the year.
All right. Go ahead. I mean, I traded him.
Cam Akers, welcome to our flex.
You traded him away? Was it in a league we share? Because I'd be very
Infinity War.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Trade
what
him.
For what? Me too. I didn't take him off your hand.
Christ. I gave you more than carry on for him.
I got Hopkins and something else.
You got Nuke and someone else straight up for Akers?
No, I gave Akers and picks or something. I can't remember. But it's not that I don't like Akers. I just had a bad feeling once he went to the Rams. It's where you go to die.
Fair. I hate the Rams too. So
you see,
fair.
I'm on the other side of the coin. They realized their mistake with Gurley in paying him. So they had to unfuck it. And then they said, let's get a controlled guy on a contract and we're going to run him into the ground. And they targeted Cam Akers. I think they tried to correct their mistake financially. And they are going to give Akers all he can handle in 4 years. And 0% does he get a second contract with the Rams. Zero. Cam Akers, you're auditioning for your next team already in your rookie season. We are back on the clock.
Ooh, I love Gallup here.
I see. I love Gallup too. I don't begrudge you. That's a tough one. And I like him definitely better than the other two guys that are staring at us in Jarvis Landry and Boyd. They're just right. The upside isn't there with them. I know John's still anti-team QB, but I would probably pounce on Deshaun Watson.
You guys are crazy.
I didn't say I'm taking him.
It's 2-1.
I get where you're at in not reaching because you'll get Carson Wentz 5 rounds from now.
Carson Wentz is trash too, man. Jeez.
You're trash.
Listen,
can we scroll down a little bit and see if we're missing something? I like Gallup. I'm not opposed to.
So do I.
Is Mark Andrews still available? This might be a time.
No, he's gone. I saw Darren Waller already went. Mark Andrews. Yeah, he's out here. See, you're scrolling down. You went down about 10 or 20 names. There's not a guy that
AJ Green. Upside. I like that. He might come back.
He definitely will come back. I'm fine with Gallup. John, where are you?
Boy, half point PPR. I'm almost going Landry. He's got, you mentioned strength of schedule earlier. Number 5 strength of schedule. He's going to get receptions.
I would take DeAndre Swift 10 times out of 10 before I went with boring Jarvis Landry.
Both like Gallup, so I will draft him.
Michael Gallup. You do too.
Oh, I love him. I just don't know if I like him here.
He's our wide receiver 3.
That's ADP, man, pushing him up because he's had 2 solid years and nothing but improvement. So I get it. I mean, I wish he was a couple rounds later myself, especially being the supposedly number 2 there. It's a tough spot. What round are we in, John? What's the update here?
We've just made our 6th pick, so we'll be entering round 7 in a minute here.
Ooh, look, it's Rojo popping up on my screen.
Isn't he? Yeah, that mug can disappear as quick as whoever wants him because you know sure shit. Is there a do not draft button on Fantasy Pros? Because that would be beautiful if you could just like mute a player so you didn't even have to say him. Because it wouldn't matter how long Ronald Jones lasted. He would not end up on our squad.
Oh, it's getting ugly quick.
As much as I hate him, I'd throw a dart in like round 15.
Listen, J.K. Dobbins is sitting there under him 100 times out of 100. I'd take Dobbins over Ronald Jones.
You are correct.
Here. And spoiler alert, that's probably who I'll be pushing for if he's available when we come on the clock.
Holy shit, Tom Brady just went. That's pretty early.
Why not throw that dart? Yeah, that is. That is early.
Tom Brady went before Watson.
Josh Allen. But the truth is, I mean, in a lot of these,
at-home drafts, you see some Will Fuller just went before Brandon Cooks. That's interesting.
Listen, Jarvis Landry almost made it all the way back to us, and Deshaun Watson went after Tom Brady. That will happen 0% of the time in any home league draft.
Oh, home leagues are crazy.
Yeah, just still. You're probably unless you're a Patriot. Unless you're a Buccaneers home league. Come on, Deshaun Watson's upside is
all right. Tom Brady's biggest fan here at the 40.
So here we are back on the clock.
Hey, Ronald Jones is there, John. He said at a certain value you would take him. I mean, he's looking like screaming value here. So are you going to?
No. Scrolling down a bit here, I know you're already on the record of pushing for Dobbins.
I am
not against Cooks here. Potential to be the leading receiver in Houston.
Boy. Is he though?
Well, it's him or Fuller, you know? And Fuller went 3-4 picks ahead of him already.
30 seconds. I like the Dobbins upside. I'll just run through the names quick. I like Dobbins upside. I like Phillip Lindsay a lot. We might get him next round, though. I like Tariq Cohen a lot. Might get him next round. Same with Deontay Johnson, Zach Moss. So Dobbins will probably be gone, so it's up to you guys. But I get it.
I don't like Lindsay. Yeah, I do like Lindsay. I just don't like him in Denver with Gordon there. And going on a half PPR is not the value you want.
With our team build, man, we got Chark and Moore. I think we need another PPR
and Gallup player. We got Gallup as well.
Oh shit, we got to go. I don't know.
You got to go Dobbins. You need that running back depth.
Ten seconds.
No brainer.
Then go Cohen. Then go Cohen if it's
running back depth. Half PPR.
Oh, all right, 5 seconds.
Make the choice.
You're gonna succumb. I know.
Boy, I'm actually Dobbins.
I don't think
Dobbins has a good year this year. I've said this before. I think for fucking 5 years from now, when we look back at this draft, it's very likely Dobbins is the best running back in this class. But I
Ravens
don't
see head that coach year. John Harbaugh said rookie J.K. Dobbins will likely have a significant role in Baltimore's offense.
We know these times.
I hate beat writers, but when they agree with my perception ahead of time, they're the smartest men in the world. He's going to see Gus Edwards plus touches right out of the gate. Dobbins is going to have 15 carries week one. And I forget who they're playing, but I believe 15. That very strong. Yes, because they're going to boat race. I think they're playing Cleveland. They're going to absolutely eviscerate Cleveland right out of the gate. And they're going to run Dobbins, especially if it's in Ohio. Oh, that would just be such a great going out party for the Ohio State Buckeye if he just went and trounced over the Cleveland Browns his rookie year.
That was a
great pick. And I'll I'm going to sit back here. I'm not even going to talk. Did you guys figure this out? I've been far too involved in the draft thus far.
Ooh.
And listen, you want a pass catcher? James White. He's going to catch 100 balls this year for Cam.
I mean, is he? I don't.
I'm not saying take him. You were talking Tariq Cohen a round ago. You'll get a better pass catching running back in James White. Proven year over year. I know Tom Brady's not there, but.
That's what scares me there.
James
Tariq Cohen's still on the board, guys. And you see he's all the way down there. You can barely see him. He's only 5 seconds.
Once you hear old Andrew give up on James White, it's done. All right. I liked somebody that I saw you kind of scroll over. I mean, is it too early for a QB still? Because I really like Stafford here.
It's way too early, my opinion. I don't even start looking until the 10th.
Because of the names left.
It is.
Quarterback could be our
you
last.
Get, yeah, but you get fine. No, dude, you get to the last like eight guys ADP-wise. None of those guys are guaranteed to finish the whole year. They're all in situations where they're going to lose their job, and then your roster –
20 seconds.
So,
I'm not going to say who to pick, but I'm vetoing quarterback. So move on.
I'm out. There'll be no quarterbacks till round 10, at least.
You guys better hurry up.
20 seconds.
Marlon Mack.
What do you like? Walk
Marlon Mack here?
No.
I'd be scrolling down. I don't like any of these guys.
Man, I do like Breida.
No, you don't know what's happening this year.
10 seconds.
No, you got to keep going.
What do you pick? You can just pick.
I'm picking?
Nah, I don't give up. Fight.
Shit.
Fight. Nope.
I would be looking at wide receiver and wide receiver only. That's all.
There's nobody good here.
Well, because you haven't filtered by wide receiver. You're just trusting this.
5 seconds.
ADP.
But we're going to get timed out here. So
well, you can actually pause the thing if you want so I don't time.
Where?
Right over the clock. Hover over the clock.
There look at that. Technology at work here.
I mean, it's not how it should happen, but you guys are so indecisive. Now figure it out. Who are you taking?
Oof, look at I filtered by wide receiver. That is some ugly shit there. Sterling Shepard, Slayton, Lamb, Sanders, Anthony Miller, Mike Williams, Preston Williams. No thank you to any of those guys.
See, Preston Williams to me is a beauty, but yeah, he's a rounder too. I agree wholeheartedly. Burke's going to try and wear you down on quarterback because you're not going to be able to find someone valuable enough in another position. He's going to come call.
I mean, you guys don't like the guys I like here.
I like Breida, but he would be our running back 5. He'd never play for us. I mean, I'm taking Zach Moss over Breda, because if we're going for someone that can be a top 20 running back, it's
you're drafting for depth, though. I mean, I get it. You're drafting for depth, but these aren't our starters. Why don't you get a decent QB that you could trust to at least throw for 300 every week in Matt Stafford and get those guaranteed points instead of punting every week, running Fitzpatrick and all these weirdos in and out of your lineup?
We're not going that far, but I'll be clear. There's no fucking way we're drafting Stafford over Carson Wentz, because he offers the same upside without a broken back.
But Stafford, you're fucking wide receivers in there driving like flies already, and it's not even – they don't even have preseason games. It's over.
The half-point PPR.
John is hanging on to Breda.
And Cohen. I say Cohen or Breda for me.
See, you have – there's no argument for Cohen with James White on the board. There's just none. I mean, I don't care that Montgomery got hurt. They're the same person. James White has done it year over year. So I don't know.
So we're skipping him. We turn this into a slow draft. Let's just take Kerryon Johnson then.
There you go. It's a knee brace draft. There's nothing I can do. Have you seen how his knees bend? There is literally nothing that he does that I can do.
Tight end.
Quote, Kerryon Johnson.
Tight end is a trash heap here. Quarterback. I mean, fuck, we could probably get Cam Newton in three rounds. Yep. If he plays 16 games, he's going to be a top 10 quarterback, because he always has been.
Yeah, the irony of it is, I hate Jared Goff down at 17. They're going to suck. He's throwing for 300 yards a game, too. So, Burke's rationale, although valid, because I do like Matthew Stafford, there's just still so many of them.
So, where are you going, Walk? You said you'd let us fight it out, and this has turned out terribly. So, what are you thinking?
Oh, I would go – if we're going running back, I'm going Zach Moss, just because it's half PPR, so it diminishes receptions, and I think he has the best upside of any of these running backs left. And if we went wide receiver, I probably would go Sterling Shepard, because I think he's by far the top wide receiver for the Giants.
You've argued PPR both ways. It's pretty impressive. You've gone – that's a half point, though. It diminishes receptions. Then other guys, you've said, it's half point PPR. He's going to get the catches. He's
check the tapes. It's got to support my narrative. So, there, I'm on Zach Moss or Sterling Shepard. I'm not being wishy-washy. Those are the two. If I was picking running back, it's Moss. If I was receiver, it'd be Sterling Shepard.
On that, Stafford and Cohen. Those would be my two.
All right, John, you like Cohen, too. Pick Cohen. Let's move on.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's an absolutely terrible pick.
Back to running back.
He'll never play for us.
Drafted Cohen.
All right. Hey, no more pausing it. That was the one dissension we got. We got our one timeout. That's like all we 3 minutes,
Yeah. I think next year when we do this, we're just rotating picks, and we'll explain why.
We can do that. You know, we have time to be like, oh, because Burke reached for a quarterback in round 8, I got to go pick this running back now in round 9.
No, this is good. These are the conversations people have with themselves or with co-owners when they're on the clock. So, I mean,
yep.
You know, if it was a real draft, yeah, we'd be real assholes. All right,
so we went two quarterbacks, and Burke's guy is still there, just hanging around. Matthew Backford. Yep, you're lucky Carson Wentz went, Burke. That would have been a nail biter for you, fighting for a quarterback, not liking Carson Wentz.
Oh, man, I would put my phone on mute. Just, you guys got this.
Listen, you want a Dak in the second round or whatever it was.
It was the fifth round, though. Fifth round, which is plenty of value.
Close enough. All right, listen, it's barreling down. Let's have the conversation now. What position are we looking at? We're now in the 9th round. John said he wouldn't even look at quarterback till the 10th. I don't disagree with. We are pretty good at running back, all things being considered, even though Zach Moss is still there. We can use a receiver.
I do not think we need Tyler Higbee. You know, I think we can wait for our guys. We all know who they are. You know, they all group together down there. So I think we're going to be okay at tight end.
Yeah, I think we need wide receiver, because we have 5 running backs, 3 wide receivers here. Oh,
James White went one pick earlier. Darius Geis, come on, Fantasy Pros, fix your algorithms. Darius Geis just went 9.05. So,
all right. So we got a small asterisk there.
Touchdown upside. I like Mike Williams. That's the only reason I'll say that.
When's he coming back? Guy's a pile of injured shit.
Listen, I'm going to go with Williams,
but I'm going Preston Williams.
I like Preston Williams.
Yeah,
too.
I don't.
Why are we skipping over Anthony Miller?
He's the Bears until they figure their shit out.
Listen,
I can't wait 6 weeks for Foles to get the job or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I'm with that too. And I love Anthony Miller. If it was Dynasty, I would take Anthony Miller. But redraft, I would like Preston Williams better.
I do too, because Mike Williams is now he's looking to miss the start of the season with the shoulder injury. Which...
I hate that fucking guy. All right. Man. Preston Williams here?
Yes, sir.
Unanimous. That was a good one.
That's a good value. I mean, that dude bounced back from his ACL. And he is going to be – I think he's the best wide receiver in Miami. I think he just sits Devontae Parker down. Kid's special.
Yeah,
keep his head on straight. The sky's the limit.
It was a very happy pick. I think that was a good one.
All right. Now, let's get back to that all screen because we are bouncing pretty well right now. So we're going to be creeping. Our next pick is in the 10th, and Burke's going to come calling for Matthew Stafford. John, are you going to be able to deflect Burke
from putting
our hand in the 10th?
For me, are we up? We are up. We're back up. No?
No, we're not. No, we got a while.
Oh, it's clicking.
It's just flicking over to round 10.
For me, if you guys both wanted to take him here, we're at a point where I don't care. But for me, give me Cam Newton. Give me Big Ben, like you said. Give me Goff. Throw the dart on Minshew a little bit later or Mayfield. I don't mind those guys later. But I if you guys both want Stafford, I'm not.
I do not want Stafford. I like Stafford, but I'm with you. I trust Cam. I like some of the guys lower. I'd be willing to draft two quarterbacks in the last four picks and ride it out. So I'm not I don't want to go with quarterback here, but we hear about the Alvin Kamara maybe holding out, and Latavius Murray sitting there 105.
I think he's just missing practice.
Oh, listen, he can. It costs him a shit ton of money, but he can do it.
Well,
but Le'Veon Bell just left whatever $15 million on the table for a year and told the NFL.
So who are you pushing for?
Honestly, he wants Murray.
I like Latavius Murray down there. I think that is an absolute home run.
Well, here's the thing. In redrafts, I don't trade as much. But if we got seven running backs, dude, it's going to be a conundrum every week. Let's play this. Let's play that. Let's play this. I don't know. I like Latavius there, though.
Let's give him Stafford, and then we don't have to talk about quarterback again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just do it. Click the button. Walker's frozen.
He's on the team. Matt Stafford.
We did it.
I was never frozen. I'm just disappointed in you, John.
I did it.
it's like being a terrible parent, right? Your kid just fucking wears you down eventually, and you're like, I'll just give him the fucking toy so he'll shut up. So there. He gets Stafford. We don't have to even talk about quarterback again because we're not drafting a backup now.
The experts ranked Matthew Stafford 94th overall, and you got him at 113. It's a value pick, guys.
We got a thumbs up
for fantasy.
Oh, pros. Weird. The one pick I make, we get a fucking achievement.
Yes, but now for me, I won't draft another quarterback. Personally, that's how I would do a draft on my own.
Well, see, unfortunately, I think we immediately have to correct the problem and draft another quarterback. Matt Stafford wasn't the right pick, but
no, he'll be fine.
Oh, Latavius Murray, but still my heart.
Pounding it on waivers.
All right, let's go look at where are we at? We're in the 11th. Click on the tight ends real quick.
Hawkinson.
He's a nice little stack. I don't disagree with it.
I got you guys rolling now. You're in my world.
Yeah. See, I also like, Jonu. We'll be there another round from now. So do we even go tight end here? Look at the receivers. Let's see who's sitting there, a receiver.
We're not great. So I could go Hawkinson, Jonu back to back, which we're also
going to look at the wide receiver real quick.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I'm not opposed to Hawkinson. I just want to
There's no more wide receivers left.
Yeah, it's Curtis Samuel. That's it.
Brashad Perriman.
That is.
Oh, yeah. Turn it over. I don't want to look at it no more. Cool. It's burning my eyes.
This is gross. So we're in the 11th round.
Hey, Harry, there's Sammy Watkins down there. What?
Sean Jackson, N'Keal Harry, Alan Lazard, Ayuk, Watkins, Paris Campbell, Michael Pittman. That is disgusting.
I'm there for the stack since we reached for Stafford. Okay, let's get another piece of that offense. But listen, there was a name down there that, you know, isn't as ugly as you guys wanted to make it out to be. Paris Campbell would be a value pick. Dude. He's going to start in two wide sets right out of the gate. He's going to be the Keenan Allen for Phillip Rivers.
I don't mind a dart throw a little later here. Don't love it, but.
He's going to sprain his ankle in week two.
That's the 12th round pick. How can you not love it?
No, like I said, I like him as a value pick. I just don't love the player. Oh, fucking Jonu went right after us. So we
man, it's because that's the second time we've mentioned a name and then they pick them right after us. I think they're watching.
There's oversight involved. Sammy Watkins went too, so we don't have to not draft him now. Antonio Gibson, Tony Pollard, every upside. Chase Edmonds, every upside running back. Dude, that string was literally just Madison, Gibson, Pollard. Edmonds, Boston Scott, David Harris,
John DeBarry, Snipefest. I did not appreciate this one bit.
We might want to go look at running back real quick to see if there's literally anyone left. Because we are deep. We're in a good spot. But if we don't grab a guy we like here, we might as well move on.
Chris Thompson. Lay that poor net go. He's going to get work.
Boy, Naheem Hines I like.
Ooh, I like Hines as well.
The only guy I like on this list is Joshua Kelly.
I like him. I think he'll be there at our next pick, though.
Agreed. So we can move off. There isn't one of those high end handcuff guys.
What about Hines?
He's not a high handcuff to anyone. He's a third fiddle.
What? He's second fiddle. Taylor's third.
Oh, get out of here.
You will see.
Wide receiver's trash. There's nobody here at all. I don't like anybody on the board at wide receiver. Campbell will be there later. 10 seconds. Hines, two to one. Me and Burke like Hines.
You're on Perriman, so you don't want to draft him.
I know. That would be terrible.
Fine. Not only do I think that he has almost no value in half PPR, I think there's a world where Marlon Mack becomes like the passing downs guy just to keep him involved in the offense. And Hines is like a break glass in case of emergency punt returner.
He will never,
ever play for this fictional team we're drafting.
When it comes to waiver wire time, you need an easy cut.
Jerick McKinnon over Naheem Hines 1 million times out of 1 million, and you can't even argue with that, John. Now his name's sitting there. Jerick McKinnon, better upside pick than Naheem
Hines. What is it? What? Jerick McKinnon is done. He's dead. He's gone.
You remember Pet Sematary, Burke? He is literally... He's the groundskeeper of the Pet Cemetery, and he's going to come back and bite asses this season. Top 24 PPR running back, Jerick McKinnon.
So we're into round 13 here.
All right, Paris Campbell is still there, and he is the obvious choice.
I agree. I don't know about obvious, but I will agree.
And listen, Mike Gesicki's still sitting out there. He's a glorified wide receiver. If we weren't feeling too sexy about Hawkinson, we were talking about.
Do you notice the picture?
Gesicki is smug ass. Yeah.
Yes. He's got the most punchable photo in fantasy. I will go with Paris Campbell. I do understand the.
Over Chenault? If it's half point PPR, you know, since that doesn't.
Yeah. Well, they're both going to be catch guys, but I like Chenault. I'd be all about Chenault coming back because I think he'll be there.
So Campbell here? Me and you agree, Campbell. So Burke's getting bumped on.
Burke's just writing his resignation letter right now.
No, he got Stafford, so he gets
got the all-time poll against our better judgment. Yeah, come on, draft him. Is this frozen?
No.
I'm just writing all my guys down. Then whatever
this would have been my team, says Andrew Burke.
I'll post it. So all you guys got to do is listen to me.
All right.
It would take too long, but that would be worth doing possibly. Do a consensus team and then who we each would have picked instead and then compare the four teams at the end of the year.
We do have different perspectives. Like you, and I'm coming around to yours. Like I probably would have taken Deshaun Watson when I brought him up in like round 5 or 6 just because I think it's enough of a differentiator. but I know where you're at. You probably still wouldn't have a quarterback on your team, and there's still names there. I mean, Daniel Jones, his schedule out of the gate is just awful. He's like the worst. Huh? Oh, we're on the clock. Goodness gracious.
Back to us, and I think Chenault. You guys both like Chenault. I don't mind him. They're going to be throwing the ball a bit more. So Chenault is here, right? We need wide receivers.
100% Chenault, without hesitation at this point.
Welcome to the team, LaVisca.
Oh, now go back to all. So all we're doing is looking at receivers now. Which we have, what is this, 15 rounds. So we have one pick left, just so we're all clear, because we didn't extend the bench. So no kickers or defenses. Fill them out on your own. But we have, oh, that was it? Man, I thought that said round 14. No, you clicked on draft board, John. I think you're.
I certainly did.
I think you toggled out of here.
I was all excited.
Oh, no, it says your draft is complete. That was us.
Oh, we are done.
I guess it was 14 rounds. I tried to get you to make it 15 rounds. Gotcha. All right. Hey, so with a sudden crash, we get LaVisca Chenault. Let's see our draft analysis. Ooh, 85 out of 100. That is insulting, Fantasy Pros.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I wonder what they would have done if they let me pick. Probably 95.
There was some missteps in there, but listen, let's just run down the list. Matthew Stafford at quarterback, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Josh Jacobs at running back, DJ Moore, DJ Chark, Michael Gallup, and TJ Hockenson. Flex right now is Cam Akers, but we would have a bench of J.K. Dobbins, Tariq Cohen, Preston Williams, Nyheim Hines, Paris Campbell, and LaVisca Chenault. I don't hate it.
That's I don't
very
like
much
it.
More this of a PPR team to
this
make.
Is definitely a fifth place team, I see, I think.
Really?
It's just, you know, we all have upside. There's not like we don't have the one stud in any position. You know, the guy that's you guaranteed. I mean, no one's guaranteed in fantasy, but you know what I'm saying. We don't have a McCaffrey, Barkley, Zeke.
We drafted out of the eighth hole. We can't have one of those guys.
Yeah, but we could have had like a Devontae Adams instead of, you know, reaching for this. I consider the tier break, you know, right before Helaire goes.
I don't disagree with that. However, if we went Adams instead of Edwards-Helaire, for example.
Well, it was Adams, Hopkins, and Julio who's left when we were up.
Yeah, but for me, then our starting running backs are now Jacobs and Akers and Dobbins maybe as our flex. That's way shittier. I get what you're saying, and there are stud wide receivers that have been available. I mean, the mocks I've done and the little bit of action I've had in a redraft this year, I get it, but you really have a lot of dog shit at running back.
I've just been pounding the old, you know, no running back, and then trying to scoop up David Johnson after I hit three wide receivers in a row, and then, you know, a pass catching back after that. But I get it. I mean,
if you're zigging while everyone's zagging, you can have a monster year this year, so it's not.
I've been just loading up on wide receivers. And it looks good on paper. We'll see how it shapes out this year with, you know, all these restrictions and whatnot. I'll tell you what,
looking at this team in hindsight, the pick that I don't necessarily love is back to Nyheim Hines when you look at the rest of the team. But that was kind of the one where we ran out of time and weren't going to pause it anymore. And
I mean, he's our running back six. Like, he's never gonna sniff the flex spot. Like, yeah, we probably, I don't know if John was still available then, but I'd rather take
John went immediately after Hawkins. It went back to back.
Yeah, maybe Gesicki. I'd rather have taken another tight end flyer on one of the lower tier guys that could hit.
Could have got like an Everett or an Ian Thomas or something.
Yeah, just something like that. I just Nyheim Hines doesn't bring any value to the team, in my opinion.
We might do one of these. Maybe we'll come back to this team actually in midseason and see how we're doing. You know, but anything else?
Listen, before you talk, him went Austin Hooper, Blake Jarwin, and Noah Fant. I take all three of and Gesicki and Herndon. I'll take every single one of those tight ends over.
In hindsight, I agree with you. At the time, I would not have. But now that I'm looking at it, I get it.
And truthfully, we probably should have went one of those tight ends over Paris Campbell and hoped that he would have fell to us in the last round. If not, we still would have had Chenault, a because I like Paris Campbell, but I would have rather taken a shot on one of these secondary tight ends that I think could shock and put a top 10 finish out there. Not that I don't think Hockenson can, but double down. I mean, you get two of these guys in that mid-tier, one of them is going to be a tight end one. I mean, so,
and similarly, after Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Tannehill, Baker, and Cam Newton, I'm okay with any of them. I think they're all cool, really.
I mean, you could probably look and see who didn't get drafted. I don't think Daniel Jones got drafted. And while I don't like him and talked about his schedule, I mean, he didn't get picked in this league. You know, so there's guys that are sitting out there that are going to post QB1 weeks, which is why, to John's point, you don't go QB in the 10th, right? There was a void. There was a running QBs in the 8th, and then we're the only people that took QB between 8:10 and 12:06.
Yeah.
We're the only one that took a quarterback in that whole stretch.
The thing is, it's a huge value pick. Remember?
Well, that's what fantasy pros do. We'll keep our fantasy pros' opinions to ourselves right now. But
hey, they said it. But I mean, it's good, like you said earlier. You know, these are the small, tiny voices that you have in your head. There just happens to be three of us. So, you know, this is stuff that we internally battle every time we're drafting. If you got people to lean on, I'm sure you're in the DMs or you're texting them. Hey, I think. But ultimately, it comes down to you're the one clicking the button and making the pick. You just got to, I think, the biggest thing coming into these drafts, we didn't have a, you know, didn't say we were attack, what we were running back or anything like that. You know, definitely, at least what I try to do is, depending on the leagues, we all know our league mates, is have a plan when you come into these drafts, you know. What about you, Walker?
Yeah, we definitely went in cold, and John has the draft board up. And interestingly enough, the team that went McCaffrey won, then went Kittle, Kelsey at the turn, try and steal all the tight end upside, even though it's not tight end premium. So they locked their flex in with their third pick. I don't know that that's the best build, because then they went Robert Woods, Lockett, Swift, Watson. Their team went quickly downhill from a McCaffrey build, in my opinion. But there's different ways to go about it. There's a team that started with four wide receivers, so you like to see that. But I'm with you. You want to go in with a game plan. We just kind of went free form here, and of course, we all kind of have different fantasy mentalities. So it led to some dissension and some picks where we wouldn't have in a different build than I think any of the three of us would have had on our own.
So real quick, you mentioned the team that started four wide receivers and Burke had mentioned going zero RB. So the one team went Michael Thomas, Hopkins, Cooper, Kupp for their first four. Then look at their running backs, Singletary, Montgomery. I don't love that. Then they went Hunter Henry and then Josh Allen at quarterback. I don't like that team at all. And the other team that went wide receiver three in a row was Devontae Adams, Julio, Adam Thielen. Then they have Melvin Gordon, Raheem Mostert, and Sony Michel. Whew. That's fucking dog shit. I hate that team. So
the team that you referenced, the Michael Thomas, Hopkins, Cooper, Kupp team, Cooper Kupp, interestingly. If they would have went Cam Akers instead of Singletary, and if they would have went Swift instead of Montgomery, so double rookies, and I know it's people might not be comfortable with that. I'd really like that team.
I like it better than
I would. I think there's such a limited upside in the two that they went with. Dave Montgomery's already hurt, and he's not even going to play week one. So you don't even have your RB2 right there. And so you're relying on Devin Singletary plus a guy even further down to balance out those plus receivers in a half PPR. Not for me.
Actually, if you I've never ended
up with those guys.
James White, Kerryon Johnson, Duke Johnson, Rashad Penny. Ooh. That team sucks.
I mean, anyone double quarterback too after taking a quarterback in the 8th. That's not a build that you want. And you don't draft Rashad Penny in the 13th. He's going to start on PUP. And they have a Carlos Hyde there. So, that went south quick. The process was pretty strong early on, getting four alphas. But
Here's the thing also is I only go three, and then I start attacking. I'll take if there's a decent enough running back there in the 4th. That's when I scoop. I definitely haven't waited till the 5th yet. I think it's usually the 4th. I'll boom, 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 hit my first three, and then start attacking in the 4th. And then I usually come back because then it's – I'm trying to remember who I come back to, but it's been pretty chalky, honestly. The three no RB drafts I've done. So
yeah, it's funny the team if that went after the Cooper Kupp pick, which is wide receiver 4, Mark Ingram, Leonard Fournette, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell before coming back. some older guys with question marks. It sounds like that's where you're saying you'd be taking David Johnson in that mid-fourth to be your RB1.
I think in a couple of weeks, obviously it's not good news right now, but, you know, obviously drafting 2 weeks ago, you know, it is what it is. And the upside's there. I mean, imagine if all three receivers pop off. It doesn't matter who I got at running back. You know, it's just any given week. I'd rather have a 220-point week than a consistent 140 and then lose by 2 points, because that happens way too often in these leagues. So, but that's all. I mean, I get all aspects. I just, for some reason this year, I don't know what it is, got stuck in my head. Let's go. No RB. But I know that's a dying trend. So,
well, listen, it's not a dying trend. It's just the ebb and flow of fantasy, right? Yeah. I mean, it went so heavy in one direction, and now there's an overcorrection of now the robust RB that you have to get these guys early because of how bad it gets. But you know, there's always going to be guys mid late round that end up hitting, whether it be because of injury or something else, holdouts and the like. But you just got to hit on those, you know. So how many shots are you going to take to make sure that happens?
Right. So, well, that was a fun little mock draft. We're still going to be attacking redraft. Next week, I think we're going to do a game. We have to do one of these games. Like, I know you guys did a little something, but I'll come on time. Remember, it was a good one. You know, either Guess Who or Fantasy Island. You know, some guys you want to be trapped on an island with. Oh, that sounds good. But we'll come up with something clever. But you got anything for parting words, John, before we head out?
No, this was fun. I, you know, it's good to get other people's opinions. I mean, obviously the three of us at this point kind of have an idea where each other wants to go and why. But yeah, I think for other people listening, I think it's good, you know what I mean, to get an outside opinion in how people walk through this thought process. And it can even help you if you're doing a draft, wondering what somebody else in your draft is going to do, looking at their roster construction through like rounds 4 and 5. So I had a lot of fun. I would actually like to do this more often from now on.
Right.
This was cool.
Wasn't bad. I like going through it. We'll have to work on not stepping on each other's toes as much, but when we're on that 1 minute clock, there's a lot of, like, I gotta get my point in here before we drafted Matt Stafford in the 10th round. Oh shit. I just drafted Matt Stafford in the 10th round. No, but hopefully this helps some people that are going into redraft right now, to your point of, you know, just getting processed and understanding how people think differently, you know, and what it could lead to as far as, you know, roster construction is concerned. So I'm with you, but going into the kickoff of the season, I mean, we're a little over a week away from the NFL.
10 days, 9 days?
I think, yeah. I mean, Thursday was Tuesday. So, yeah, I guess this is 8 days since we're already on Tuesday. Remember, John, we talked about who counts days and how to count them. I think Tuesday doesn't count because we're already here. And then Thursday doesn't count because that's football. So it's like 8 days from the NFL kickoff.
So I guess we'll expect for next week, we're going to break down the games and give you guys some start sits. We'll probably exclude the two Thursday games if there's two. But, you know, we might give some info if we can get it edited. I've had some problems there. You know, computer shut down, Walk's taking over. He's a busy man. We all got lives. But, you know, I'm trying to get back. I think I figured it out. Got the new downloaded. But take a shot of this draft so you guys can take a look and share it on our @TheFantasy40 on Twitter. Make sure you guys follow us there if you are only subscribe to our podcast. Obviously, we are everywhere where podcasts can be found. Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcasts. Anywhere you want, that's where we are. There's even some weird ones I see pop up sometimes that we're on. So that'll do it for us. Till next time, for myself, Andrew Burke, John DeBari, Matt Walker, we are the Fantasy 40, and we are signing off.
Out!
Tournament, will you drive for me? Like, yeah, gotcha.
Sure will.
Hit the record button.
So he ended up with Russell Wilson. The rosters are real small. Russell Wilson, David Johnson, Leonard Fournette, you know, masterful backfield. And then, what was it? Odell, Julio, DeAndre, and Kenny Galladay at receivers. Hunter
Henry. How are there no more Cowboys on this team?
He's a Cowboys fan, too, because
he's going to have Blake Jarwin and Tony Pollard.
No, there's like four guys in the league that are fans. They're paying out the ass, so I was buying up the other guys.
I've never done an auction in my life.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I would like it. I mean, it's I like the takes the variance. You can get who you want if you're willing to pay up. So
it yeah, it's a fun
slot thing, but I've just never done it. I've never been asked to be in one, and I'm sure I should not run in one. So
right.
That's where I'm at. I have one redraft right now, and I got Leonard Fournette in the fourth round at RB2. And I was like, all right, that's worth it there. He's going to get the volume.
I mean, he's going somewhere. We'll find out in a couple hours.
But no matter where he goes, it's not going to be as good as Jacksonville. He's not getting 300 touches anywhere.
If he's smart, he waits. Maybe there's plenty of time for someone to blow a fucking knee out.
Listen, if the Bears are smart, they just sign him and move David Montgomery to a backup role. Because that dude is a Jag. So replace a Jag with a Jag.
The thing is, though, it's Chicago and it's cold. Do you think Leonard's going to play past November?
Listen, he's going to do what the fuck he needs to get that second contract. His future depends on it.
Yeah.
Hey, if anything, I'll bank on the 1 year. I'm not giving him a multi-year deal. Hey, maybe a 1 year, $2 million with some incentives. How bad do you want to be rich for the rest of your life?
How's this mock working? What are we doing here?
All right. I'm gonna hit it.
Team, but don't hit it yet because we still got to do the intro and all that. So we don't start it because we're halfway through the draft by the time we actually start. We're just one team. We're picking the eighth hole.
Oh, as a team.
As a team. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
We want the eight hole. We have the luxury of randoming again.
I say six, but.
Well, there's no way
that wouldn't be random.
All right. Eight it is. Here we go.
Okay. I like eight. Like trying talking to Miles Sanders.
Go. 3, 2, 1.